So first, I'm going to start out by asking you all a simple question, and you could just think of it in your head, but what would you think of if someone asked you to imagine experiences that have stuck with you in your Mennonite faith? What are some things that you've experienced? Well, I can tell you, you probably wouldn't think of embracing the nearest people around you and swaying to slow emotional songs that quickly changes into a conga line when the song then changes to Humba Nati, Come Walk With Us. You probably wouldn't think of sitting at a table full of strangers from all over the country, then proceeding to bond with them over just Mennonite things. You probably wouldn't think of the excitement of hitting a gong when you finally found your Menno match. You probably wouldn't think of decking yourself out in all orange just to show support for your squad full of other different youth groups. You probably wouldn't think of reciting a 10-finger prayer in solitude over and over again. You might think of how to comprehend love in its entirety, but that's a tough one, though. But you definitely wouldn't think of a bald-headed guy with a massive beard yelling at you about how you matter to God more than you matter to anybody else in this world. He was friendly, though. It's okay. I wish I could tell you every little detail about the trip to Kansas City, but that would be impossible because most of the details are within feelings, and those can't really be described. I had a very thought-provoking conversation with another girl about how badly we wish we could bottle up a feeling and save it for later so we could somehow describe it. Writing it down, taking a picture, none of those things can really capture the feelings that we experienced at this convention. Some people feel God through nature, through silent prayer, through sermons, mission trips, and elsewhere. This entire convention made me ask myself, will I feel God? Will I hear that grandfatherly voice booming over my head as I imagined as a kid? And I had to stop multiple times. We were singing this song, one I had never heard before until that week, and I just looked around. I probably looked really stupid, but I did a full 360 in my spot, and I saw the band in front of me playing their hearts out. I saw my friends next to me singing the lyrics for all that they were for. And there were balloons flying over my head, and people were sending beach balls all over the place. And I saw this sea of unfamiliar faces. They were smiling, singing, clapping, and waving. And it made me think, what in the world could be so powerful as to promote this massive pulse of music, voices, laughter, and joy? Who must this be coming from? That question does not need answering, because it is also defined by the one who brings strangers together and allowing them to realize that they're cousins. The Mennonite game is real, people. It is also the one who gives you goosebumps when the speaker says something seemingly directed at you. It seems impossible, but somehow it is. The power of emotion was very real during this week. Whether it be from the late night laughter, the engaging seminars, the reassuring speakers, or the barbecue. But the theme of this convention was the journey forward. Thinking about the future is scary to me, but it's also exciting. This convention eased worries for my journey forward. Senior year, decisions, college, and work, sports practices, and numerous other commitments. And yet at the heart of it all, I know I need to focus on my identity in Christ. This was a huge topic that kept popping up and sticking to me throughout the day. I saw the word identity about 1,000 times. I heard it in songs, I heard it in seminars, and it stuck in my head. It was on signs and everywhere. This is definitely a message I will carry with me on my journey forward. Overall, MennoCon was definitely one of the best weeks I've ever experienced. Thank you guys for all your support in this unforgettable and faith-forming trip.
As most of us know, and now that we probably all know after Lucy's little spiel, convention is always a special week for us youth. But unfortunately, convention looks very different to us than to you all as the congregation. We try to portray our experiences through pictures, describing them, but not even those do it justice. So I've made it my job today to try and explain what convention is to us and how special of an experience it is. To us, convention is staying up till 3 a.m. playing One Night Ultimate Werewolf. finding out how much Lauren loves insomnia cookies and how mad she'll be if you come back without one for her. Feeling the rush of emotion when you hear the sending song from Orlando, where you're just standing by yourself in the middle of a giant convention center, crying. Hugging old camp friends that you haven't seen in years. Finding out Gabby's love for bread pudding. How cool a Jesus mosh pit could be. What Jonah looks like with straight hair, and what Sam and Wesley look like with curly hair. Delicious food with friends that you can't find anywhere but Kansas City. Countless smoothies and coffees for breakfast. Lots of orange, interlocked lines of teenagers singing oceans while we're all crying together. Amazing seminars about empowering relationships, tips to help you through college, being a Christian athlete, how to have a healthy identity, and finding your mental match. Getting chills when Scott Roth, the big bald guy with a giant beard, is yelling that God made you not to fit in because everybody's unique, so fitting in is lame. Golfing with your future college classmates. Seeing the executive director of MCC singing a Nirvana song before he gives his sermon. Getting chiggers on our servant project. Buying rainbow lanyards and stickers for our name tags to show that we all accept and love our LGBTQ plus brothers and sisters. Ordering chicken tenders at midnight. Rediscovering and strengthening our faith. Sermons that make you cry. Embarrassing stunts in the middle of the eating room to cheer on your orange squad. Watching the little kids dance to the worship music. All in all, a great big Mennonite family reunion. One phrase that I can think of to describe MennoCon is strengthening your faith in God and in his people. And I don't know what can get much better than that.
Convention that really stood out for me was when the delegate body voted to make Step Up Youth Representatives full voting delegates, and it was really cool to see how many adults were celebrating the contributions the youth can make to the church. So obviously that was cool for me, like as a youth, as a young person, but it was also really cool at convention to get to talk to the other Step Up youth delegates and hear the conversations we were having about our hopes and dreams for the church and the things we're doing right now, and that was really cool. I hear people say a lot that young people are the future of the church, which is true, but we're also the church right now, and so being able to vote in the delegate body was a really cool step, I think, in acknowledging that we're part of the church right now and care about the church right now and want to be part of the decision-making process. So I was really glad to be part of the decisions that making the decisions that affect me and the church, and I'm really excited to see what the church does going forward.
Good morning. One of the most memorable and hopeful ways the Spirit touched me at convention was in Tom Yoder Neufeld's presentation on unity during his Ephesians Bible study with the delegates. Many of the points he made through this caused me to think critically and develop a better understanding of my beliefs. I will read some of these points. Number one, nothing is excluded in the gathering of God. That runs counter to how we usually experience our world. We operate by excluding things we think are strange and different. We keep safe by keeping things out. Number two, the unity of Christ is what makes the body of Christ perfect, but also what makes it difficult to get along with others. Number three, consider thinking of our inhospitality as breaking the spirit. Number four, the church will be with stains and wrinkles because they, the people, are coming in to be healed. Number five, the bond of peace is getting along with others not like us. Number six, without humility, the body of Christ won't walk together. And number seven, unity is not the goal, it is the starting point. These statements spoke to me in regards to three main areas. The first is in relation to the Step Up delegates, like Elena said. The Step Up delegates are a group ages 16 to 21 who have previously been invited to join in conversations during delegate sessions, but never had the privilege to actually vote on anything. During this convention, we as delegates voted unanimously to include Step Up participants, to include them in official delegates. This was a historical change for Mennonite Church USA, and I think this showed great progress in our willingness to be united. The second area is for my hope for MCUSA to come to an understanding of inclusion for all persons and be united by the next convention in 2021. And lastly, it brought hope and anticipation to me for our congregation as we journey forward in finding our own unity inside of the larger Mennonite Church USA. Thank you.
I knew I was having a problem when I timed myself, given the amount of time that we were asked to talk, and it was triple. So I have cut it back considerably, no worries. There were so many ways during the week that I felt the Holy Spirit moving and just his presence. I'll just go through a few. One, I definitely heard him through Tom Yoder Neufeld's Bible study every morning that we had as delegates. A few of his points that really spoke to me were, God is a gatherer. God gathers us all in. It takes every ounce of patience to cope with God's success of gathering us all in. The church is a place where gathering happens, and that can be messy. The church is a mess, thanks to God, and thanks be to God. And we repeated that with him every time. So when I get to the thanks be to God, please join me. The church is a mess, thanks to God. Thanks be to God. I also felt the Holy Spirit moving during the daily singing groups that were led just outside in the hallways, outside the delegates, outside entering the convention center. This group was led by the Pink Minnows, which is a group that works for welcoming and advocating for inclusion of those who identify as LGBTQIA. So it was with singing with them, listening to them, that I just felt the Holy Spirit moving. And also through the speakers and music during worship services. Delegate body, we unanimously approved a church-wide statement regarding the abuse of child migrants. And I will just read the summary of that to you. As a historic peace church founded on the principle that Jesus' life, death, and resurrection call Christians into reconciled, righteous, and right relationship, Mennonite Church USA finds the treatment of immigrant families and children at the border, as well as around the nation, a horrific image of God and God-given human rights. We acknowledge that the United States detains many migrants in inadequate and unsanitary conditions. We stand against the traumatic separation of families, the deprivation of basic needs, and the detention of migrants. Therefore, the delegates of Mennonite Church USA Assembly condemn the abuse of migrants and call for a change in policy and action by the United States government. We also included in the 7 points of action for our denomination, and I won't go through those, but I do have paper copies, and also you can find it online at MCUSA. I'm going to talk just a minute about worship. Youth and adults all worship together at this convention. We had 7 services. The services were really powerful, filled with singing, which was led by an amazing worship band. If you can imagine 3,000 people joining in song that our youth led us in today. Prayer and dynamic, thought-provoking speakers. A few of the themes we heard from speakers, and there were so many, but just a few, were having power over fear through surrender to Christ, being open to God, breathing new life into us, how the Holy Spirit can cause things to change suddenly and the speaker repeated it a lot, suddenly, when we are least expecting it. And the last message at the last worship service was given by Glenn Guyton, who is the executive director of MCUSA. He was already referred to, and he broke out in song and was really rocking it, right? And but then he left us with a message, and the message that I took away from that was that all are welcome and should be included.
When I saw that there was a seminar about the refugee crisis that occurred in the Congo, I knew I wanted to attend. It was the first thing on Wednesday morning. The three Mennonite denominations of the Congo learned to work together and hadn't before the crisis occurred. And 11 other Mennonite agencies, some from USA and some from Canada, one Swiss group and one French group, also including the Mennonite World Conference. These groups had not worked together to solve a crisis of any kind, but they learned some new ways to work together as well that grew out of the Congolese refugee situation. Helping when large numbers are forced to leave their home is complicated and takes cooperation to make a significant difference. Next, I went to the delegate meeting and heard Tom Yoder Neufeld's teaching on Ephesians before the business session. I knew I would attend each time thereafter. He is the person who put together the Believer's Church Bible commentary on Ephesians, which is back in the corner of the church, or will be right after church when I put it there. It's a wonderful resource. What I heard from him expanded my thinking and understanding of the Holy Spirit and patience, one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. He said, the word spirit is one of the slipperiest words in the English language. In the original biblical language, it means much more. It means energy, breath, or wind, and perhaps even fire. These are invisible. Well, we can see fire, but the others are invisible, but we know when they aren't present. He said, the Spirit brings life, but blows us around. Therefore, church is messy, as Connie said. Another quote, church is hard, he said. Therefore, patience is needed. Patience is not just letting things go, but rather it involves enduring with each other. And it can't be exercised without suffering. Now that's something to ponder. I have a list of impressions too. Worshiping with the youth and adults for me was just simply wonderful. I pay attention to words of hymns and songs, and they were so well chosen, both older hymns and new songs. MCUSA's leadership persons are a very diverse group. The holy breath, the holy energy, and the holy wind of God is pushing and pulling us together in good ways. Lotus and I did not see very many from our age group. Some of them have already passed on. Others can't walk, and you have to be able to walk at conference. There were many youth, however, young adults, young families, and middle-aged persons, and a few of us older ones. I'm hoping and expecting good things ahead for MCUSA. And my goodness, we have evidence of it sitting in the front row over here. The next gathering is in Cincinnati. It's just 5 hours down the road. I hope many of you can plan to attend it. Thank you.
Thank you to all of our two youth and our other adults who were able to be at convention this year. I simply want to underscore the kinds of things that they've been saying. One other item that I would update you on is MCUSA is considerably smaller than it used to be. I think 3 or 4 years ago, there were probably 126,000 people in MCUSA, and it's something like 60 some now. So there's been quite a change in the overall size of the denomination, and yet what we experienced in Kansas City suggests that there's a very good spirit in the denomination at this time. I hope what you've heard today from this sharing is that it is a good investment on your part to underwrite our youth who go and our adult delegates, and thank you to people like Lotus and Judy and Daryl and Lynette who went on their own. We're hearing and seeing that this investment brings back compounds in the congregation through things like the Bible study that was happening, through resourcing. For example, I just brought to Outreach Committee on Thursday night something I learned about at convention that has to do with kits that MCC is putting together for immigrants. The fellowshipping, the work of the church as Christ's body in the world. So thank you very much, Mennonite Church of Normal, for your support to us as delegates and participants, and may God's will be done through this opportunity to serve.